يا سيدي
يا سيدي
يا عصمة الآثم والجاه، يا سيدي
يا سيدي
يا عصمة الآثم والجاه، يا قاسم الجنة والنار، يا سيدي
يا قاسم الجنة والنار.
Significance of Ali ibn Abi Talib's rank.
بفرمایید چگونه از این حدیث میتوان این نتیجه را گرفت که علی کرم الله وجهه واجد مقام نبوت است.
از این حدیث شریف سه خصلت برای امیرالمؤمنین علیه السلام ثابت میشود. اول معنا و حقیقت نبوت، دوم خلافت و وزارت پس از نبی مکرم، و سوم افضلیت ایشان بر تمامی صحابه. زیرا
Sayyid Sultan al-Wise in Shirazi, please let us know how you can prove the hadith of Manzala or a status hadith.
This hadith proves that Ali possessed the rank of successor to the Holy Prophet and his superior position among all the companions of the Holy Prophet. Like the Holy Prophet, Ali's followers liken him to Aaron, who was a prophet, was invested with the caliphate of Moses, and was superior to all the Bani Israel.
Was Aaron a prophet?
Yes.
Can you cite a verse from the Holy Quran in support of this point?
Allah mentioned his prophethood in many verses. He says, "Surely we have revealed to you as we revealed to Noah and to the prophets after him. We revealed to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, and Jacob and the tribes, and to Jesus, Job, Jonah, Aaron, and Solomon. And we gave to David Psalms, chapter 4, verse 163. And again he says, and mention Moses in the book. Surely he was one purified, and he was an apostle, a prophet. And we called to him from the blessed side of the mountain, and we made him draw nigh, holding communion with us. And we gave to him out of our mercy his brother, Aaron, a prophet. Chapter 19, verses 51 to 53 of the Holy Quran.
So according to your reasoning, Muhammad and Ali were both prophets.
I didn't express it the way you have. Of course, you yourself know that there is a great difference of opinion regarding how many prophets there have been. Some claim that there have been 120,000 or even more. But all of them, in their respective periods, were divided into groups and were subordinate to a major prophet to whom a sacred book was revealed containing a new religious law. Five of them were major prophets: Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and the last of the prophets, Muhammad, whose rank is the highest. In his commentary on the Nahjul Balagha, Ibn Abil Hadith says in connection with this hadith that by mentioning the rank of Aaron in comparison to Moses, the prophet indicated that Ali ibn Abi Talib occupied the rank of successor to the Holy Prophet. Similarly, Muhammad ibn Talha Shafi'i, in his Matalib al-Su'ul, page 19, after explaining the rank and position of Aaron, says, "The gist of the matter is that the position of Aaron in relation to Moses was that Aaron was his brother, his representative, partner in prophethood, and his successor or vicegerent when Moses was on a journey." The Prophet of Allah has also in this hadith indicated that Ali held the same position as Aaron held, except prophethood, which has been excluded by his saying, "There will be no prophet after me." Therefore, it is proven that Ali was the prophet's brother, vizier, representative, and his successor, as declared by the prophet in his journey to Tabuk. This hadith is unanimously accepted as true. The same view has been expressed by Ibn Sabbagh Maliki in his Fusul al-Muhimma, page 29, and by many others of your prominent ulama.
یعنی شما میخواهید بگویید اگر نبی مکرم اسلام خاتم پیامبران نبود و بنا بود پیامبری بعد از ایشان بیاید، علی کرم الله وجهه پیامبر میشد؟
بله کاملا.
I think your claim that if our Prophet had not been the seal of the Prophets, Ali would have held that office is peculiar to you alone. No one else has said this.
This claim is not confined to me and the Shia ulama. Your own ulama have held the same view. One of your great ulama is Mullah Ali ibn Sultan Muhammad Harawi Qari. In his Mirqat al-Shar bar Mishkat, he says, commenting on the hadith of Manzila, there is an indication in this hadith that if there were any prophet of Allah after the last of the prophets, it would have been Ali. Another of your prominent ulama who has interpreted this hadith the same way is the well-known scholar Jalaluddin Suyuti. In addition, Mir Sayyid Ali Hamadani Faqih Shafi'i says in the second of the six Mawadda in his book Mawaddatul Qurba, quoting a narration from Anas ibn Malik, that the Prophet said, "Verily, Allah made me superior to all the prophets, chose me for excellence, and made for me a successor, my cousin Ali. Through him, he strengthened my shoulders, just as the shoulders of Moses were strengthened by Aaron. He, Ali, is my vicegerent and assistant."
You said that Aaron was an associate of Moses in prophethood. How was he then made his caliph? An associate in prophethood holds a position superior to that of a caliph or successor. If the partner is a prophet and he is made the caliph, this is a lowering of his rank.
The principal prophethood belonged to Moses, and Aaron's prophethood was subordinate to that of Moses. But regarding preaching, he was his associate, as is evident from Moses' request recorded in the Holy Quran. He, Moses, said, "O my Lord, expand my breast for me, and make my affair easy for me, and loose the knot from my tongue, that they may understand my family. Aaron, my brother, strengthen my back by him, and associate him with me in my affair." Chapter 20, verses 25 to 32.